Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Back here at the Reese Junior Community Center, Dave Schlabaugh Court in Berlin, Ohio, here for the Classic in the Country 2026, getting set for game number five as they're about to introduce the starting lineups here in this afternoon's contest. Right after this game, stay tuned. Game number six coming your way. That'll be a dandy. Coming out of Division One will be the Springboro Panthers. They'll take on the Archbishop Hoban Knights. Hoban Knights come out of Division Two, both sporting some high-touted talent. High recruits, so that should be a good game on tap here following this game here, game number five. Troy Fritz and Bill Pym along here for the broadcast, and Bill, take a look at both of these teams here this afternoon. You know, a format like this, these teams don't have great scouting reports on each other. They come in kind of cold, so that, you know, you get some of these games, they're trying to kind of feel each other out as they work themselves into it.
Yeah, we noticed the last game, we don't think some of those girls were used to the 35-second shot clock.
Yeah.
You know, what works without a shot clock doesn't always work with a shot clock. You got to go a little faster, you know. And defensively, you only have to play defense for 35 seconds. You know, you think it's an offensive thing, but it's just as much a defensive thing, the 35-second shot clock as offense.
Absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, your first game of the day with us here, they are practicing the 35-second shot clock. They put that in action here for this weekend's event. The rumor mill is within a couple of years we'll see that in high school. They've been saying that for the last 4 or 5 years, so we don't know when it's coming, Bill, but the consensus is it's coming, so we're kind of getting a workout this weekend. And a couple of things we've seen, it tripped up a couple teams, but most of them adjusted pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think they had to get special permission from the OHSAA to have the shot clock.
Yeah.
One of the reasons you haven't seen it yet, it costs money for schools to put it in. And money's a little tight with a lot of school districts right now.
Yeah.
So you got to think of things like that when you add shot clocks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are no small expenditures up there. A lot of effort goes into getting those installed. Money gets spent.
We noticed, for one thing, it sounds too much like a whistle when the shot clock goes off here, so that's something they have to change. Having done college basketball myself for a number of years, we had a 30-second shot clock, so we were used to all that. Even these high school referees that haven't done college, it's different for them knowing the rules.
Yeah, I think we saw early in that last ball game there was a shot clock violation, and we're close to it. That whistle went off, and it kind of threw some people off on the floor. So there's an adjustment, and I think it's the reason they're kind of introducing this slowly into events like this so teams can get used to it, maybe see if they even want to do it.
Yeah, even there was a play where the defender ball was going to bounce. The defense caught it, threw it back in. That should have been a reset because technically the defense had possession.
Absolutely.
Those are little things you don't look for as a referee unless you're used to them. Even the shot clock operator here probably not used to things like that.
Yep, they're getting a trial run here this weekend as well. So Bellbrook will be in their home white uniforms. They have the purple trim with yellow writing, purple numbers on the jerseys front and back. Fairland will be in their traveling dark green uniforms with white trim and white numerals. For Fairland, going into the center circle is going to be number three, Libby Bunsford. Number three, Addison Godby. And on the other side will be number 30, jumping for Fairland. And we are ready to get underway here. Tips up underway. Fairland has the basketball, and here we go. It'll be Addison Godby with the basketball. She'll be going left to right across the timeline into the front court. She'll bounce past high post. Now down in the low post with it is Lauren Fabric. That shot put up no good. Rebound comes down to Fairland, and quickly Fairland goes the other direction with the basketball. That'll be Bailey Russell. She'll give up to Addison Cornell going baseline. Now up on the right wing, this will be Iza Telefario. She'll fire a deep three off the escanchion. That'll be a dead ball go out of bounds. So give the team rebound over to Bellbrook. So for Bellbrook, inbounding the basketball will be number 23, Zoe Howard. And she'll get it into Lauren Fabric. Back to Howard, now front corner to go to Libby Bunsford. Bunsford into the paint, kicks it down into the right corner. Macy Westbeld. Westbeld into the paint, shot put up there. We got a number 30 on the floor. We don't have her number. We'll get that for you just as possible. That's Emmy Sears. And there we go. We've come up with that one really quick. So Sears goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one up on the way, no good. Just underway in game five here this afternoon from Classic in the Country.
Number 30, Emmy Sears. One shot remaining.
Sears has one more remaining. That shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Addison Godby for Fairland. Godby will give it back to Iza Telefario. Front court now with the basketball, Bailey Russell. Down in the paint to Tajan Leap. Her shot up and in. Oh, Leap has the first points of the game here. Ball goes back over to Bellbrook. Quickly the other direction. Now down the corners, Emily Sears. Sears top of the key. Driving into the bucket with the basketball, and she traveled. That was going to be Zoe Howard.
Already you can tell that it's a different speed than we saw the last game.
Absolutely. Both teams getting up and down the floor here quickly. And Fairland with the basketball. They're going to be a wide open. Addison Cornell down the right block, up and in. So 4-0 lead here for Fairland, and they'll set up the full court pressure as Bellbrook tries to work it up the floor. Libby Bunzold surveying the defense and kind of knocked out of her hands. That might have been a savior. That's we got a timeout on the floor. So 30-second timeout. We'll take it with it back after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Back out of the timeout, Fairland up 4-0 over Bellbrook here in game number five at the Classic in the Country 2026. Glad to have you with us, Troy Fritz and Bill Pym, along for the broadcast. And this will be Bellbrook basketball. They'll have it in the backcourt. Kiana Miller checks into the ballgame for them. She'll inbound it. Now to Lauren Fabric with the basketball. Fabric dribbling left wing over to Macy Westbeld. Westbeld tries to throw it inside. It's going to be taken away by Addison Godby. Godby's going to be double-teamed in the backcourt, and she'll have it taken away. That's Lauren Fabric with the steal. She'll go down to the paint, kick it out to the left wing. There's a three ball on the way. Off the iron, no good. That was shot by Zoe Howard. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul, as I think they're going to get number three, Libby Bunsold, on that rebound. The ball goes back over to Fairland. Is a Telefario will inbound into the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Bailey Russell into the front court quickly. Right wing pull-up jumper from 12. Shot no good. Ball tip knocked out of bounds. Went off of Fairland, so go over to Bellbrook. Give them the team rebound. So Fairland will set up again under full court pressure. And this will be Zoe Howard in the backcourt for Bellbrook. She'll pass it over on the left side to Bunsold. Now front court. Pass underneath it goes to Sears down the left block. She'll kick it back up top to the left wing. This is Westbeld. Throws it over onto the right side. And Lauren Fabric takes off to the basket. Lost it off her foot. Turnover on Fairland. Their second. Or on Bellbrook. Excuse me. Their second. Fairland basketball. 5:31 to go. They've got a four-point lead, 4-0. Little contact foul there. Lauren Fabric commits a foul as Bellbrook trying to apply some full-court pressure. Bill, both these teams looks like they like to play that full court game when they get the opportunity.
Yeah. I think you're going to see more points this game than we saw the last game.
So Farrellin handles that pressure easily. There's a double team at half court. They get it out of there. Talaferro with it on the right wing. She throws it down in the corner. Deep three from the right corner made by Bailey Russell. How about that?
How about that? Right.
So 7-0 lead now for Farrellin off that made three by Russell. This will be Fabric into the front court for Bellbrook. Now top of the key with it. It's going to be Zoe Howard. She'll take off on the right side. Her shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Talaferro. Quickly up ahead to the front court, Cornell down the right block. Her shot no good. Gets her own offensive board. The putback no good. Emmy Sears grabs the rebound for Bellbrook. Sears will have it in the backcourt. Surveys the defense. Now she'll give it up to Bunsold. Bunsell gets it down the left corner to Fabric. She drives the paint, running one-hander, shot no good, tipped around. Offensive board comes down to Zoe Howard. So Bellbrook still has the basketball. She's going to find a wide-open Bunsell down on the right block. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. She'll shoot two. So Bellbrook's first point attempt is going to come at the free throw line here. Still looking to getting the scoring column. 4:31 to go, period number one. It's Farrellin up 7-0. Free throw up on the way by Bunsold is good. Well, Bellbrook on the board with their first points.
Riley Russell at the line for the Golden Eagles.
Bunsold's averaging over 20 points a game. She seems to be the go-to player so far.
And she just got her second point of the game there on the free throw. So 7-2 lead for Farrellin. Bellbrook will set up the full court pressure off that made free throw. Backcourt with the ball is Godby. Dribbles out of the pressure now, gets it up in the front court to Russell. Now over on the left wing, Riley Russell. Her three-pointer shot, no good. That one out of bounds off of Farrellin. So team rebound goes over to Bellbrook. And for Bellbrook, this will be Zoe Howard. She'll inbound in the backcourt. Again, Farrellin in their full court pressure. Bunzel breaks the pressure easy on the left side. All the way, the hole up and in. Count it, and one. So Bunzel, all of a sudden, he's got four quick points, going to go to the free throw line, looking to add number five.
Yeah, you can kind of see how she's averaging over 20 points a game.
Yeah, I took the words out of my mouth, Bill. She looks like a scorer.
Quick. Penetrates well.
Yep. Yes. And shoots free throw as well. She's 3 for 3, has all 5 points. Lead now 7-5, Farrellin. There's a full court pressure by Bellbrook. They'll break that easy. Here comes Bailey Russell, left side underneath the right block. Macy Miller, shot no good, blocked out of bounds. It'll stay right here with Farrellin. Good defense by Bellbrook. So Farrellin will inbound baseline right side of their basket. Farrellin does. This is Talaferro getting it down the right corner. And Godby got tied up down the corner. Jump ball situation will stay right here with Farrellin. So Talaferro, she'll inbound sidelines opposite side of the benches.
When you have a jump ball, it's not a reset if the offense keeps possession.
There you go. Pass underneath the Cornell on the left block, shot no good. She gets her own offensive board, put back no good. Got her offensive board the second time, and she's fouled on that put back. So Addison Cornell, the 6-foot senior, will head to the free throw line to shoot two for Farrellin.
Fouls on the Golden Eagles, number 23.
Cornell has 2 points so far here in the ball game.
Team foul number three, line four.
3:53 to go here, period number one. Farrellin with a 7-5 lead. It'll hold there as that free throw is missed. So this is Addison Cornell at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt, short off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Emmy Sears. Sears quickly head to Zoe Howard, bounce pass on the right wing. That's Fabric. Fabric back up to Howard on the right wing. She'll hold it high on the right now, top of the key with it. It's Bunsford. She'll swing it left side. Fabric with the basketball, now Sears. Weave up top, hands it back to Bunsford. She'll work right side. Now skip pass down to the left wing goes to Fabric. Dribble drive penetration. She's cut off at the baseline. Throws it back to Sears. Good defense here by Farrellin. Bunford's going to step back and take a deep three from the left wing. Why not? All you had to do is talk about her scoring 20 a game, and off she goes. She's got eight, all eight of them.
She may have well more than 20 today.
And they may need her. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. They'll get Bellbrook on a foul in the front court. And lo and behold, that's on Bunsold. Her first. So Farron will keep the basketball. This will be Telefario. She'll inbound that on the sideline opposite of the bench.
Is it safe to say Bunsfeld has all the points?
It is accurate to say that. Not only safe, it's accurate, Bill. Kind of one and the same, right?
Yeah.
Ball's inbounded. This is Godby with it high on the right. Ball goes over to the left side. Now back up top. That's going to be taken away by Bunsold.
It's going to be 10 to 10.
Off to the races. There she goes. You almost jinxed her, but she made it. All 10 points belong to Bunsold. 10-7 lead now for Bellbrook. And Bellbrook getting back on defense. Farron had something in transition and a great hustle play there by number two. That was Macy Miller to break up that shot.
I didn't want to jinx her anymore, but I wonder what the record is for the most points in a game in the Classic in the country.
Well, you know, I'm sure we have a stat on that. We'll have to look that one up at halftime, Bill.
This girl's sitting at 10 with 2:53 to go in the quarter.
Bailey Russell gets a ball in the inbounds for Farron. Her three misses everything. Saved inbounds underneath that rebound to be pulled down by Godby. Gabby will get it back up on the left wing now to Russell. She'll skip past that in the right corner, Telefario. Dribble drive penetration in the paint. Going to be taken away. That's Lauren Fabric. She'll go the other direction into the paint to the line. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Godby. Quickly up ahead we go to the front court. Shot put up by Lolo Donahue was no good. Rebound Bailey Russell. Now Russell to Godby on the right. Godby takes a shot to the right side. No, they're going to wave it off, and she traveled first. So turnover on Farron, just their first. So ball will go back over to Bellbrook. 2:19 to go as Bellbrook now with a 10-7 lead. This is Bunsold into the front court, dribbles all the way to the right side, bounce pass on the left block, shot put up over there by Lucy Warner was no good. Rebound will come down to Macy Miller, her shot no good. And still loose on the floor, and what? And we're going to say we're going to get a whistle fouled here on Farron, I believe. The scrap for that rebound underneath. They did get three green, and they said that's Addison Godby for Farron. So that's her first. Team foul number four on Farron. Both teams with four team fouls. One more, and they'll be in the shooting situation. Macy Miller inbounds. Gets it into the paint. Shot put up there by Bunsell was no good. And that rebound comes down to Godby. Godby into the front court. She'll give it to Bailey Russell on the right wing. Now down in the left corner, Telefario. She'll fire a three. Shot no good. And that rebound comes down to Macy Westbend for Bellbrook. Up ahead quickly. Fabric all the way. The whole wide open layup up and in.
Someone else scored.
There you go. 12-7. She's got her first two. So the ball goes back over here to Farron, and into the paint with for Farron. It's going to be Godby. Her shot no good. There's a rebound pulled down by Bunsell. She's starting to get into her rhythm, Bill. Tried to throw a pass into the front court. That's going to be taken away, stolen by Telefario. So Telefario gets it back to the front court. Kiana Miller with a shot from the left side is no good. That rebound pulled down by Emmy Sears. Fabric now into the front court for Bellbrook. She'll cut it into the lane. Now Bunsold over on the right wing, Macy Miller. Back to Bunsold, three top of the key, no good. The rebound, Addison Godby. Godby works it the other direction quickly in transition to Telefario. Now left wing. Pass goes over to right wing now to Bailey Russell. Russell top of the key. Now swinging around the right, Kiana Miller. Telefario on the left wing, now baseline pass to Godby. Gabby on the left baseline, back up Telefario, fires a three from the left side and drained it.
Three, Isa Telefario.
Well, that's her first bucket of the game, cuts a lead to 12-10 now for Bellbrook. Things starting to heat up here. Front court with the basketball for Bellbrook. There's going to be a three from the left corner, and that was put up by Macy Westbend. Shot no good, and that rebound came down to number 23, Kiana Miller. Bailey Russell now in the front court. She'll go to Telefario on the left side. Miller back to Telefario. Dribble drive into the paint. Now she'll skip it down on the right block to Russell. Telefario, three-pointer top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound, Emmy Sears. She's got a handful. And that's going to bring an end to a fast first quarter of action. So after one in the books, it's going to be Bellbrook 12, Fairland 10. Back after this on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
1/4 of game five is in the books, first quarter. After that completion, it has Bellbrook with a 12-10 lead over Fairland. Taking a look at your first quarter numbers, here's Bill Pym. Courtesy of Bill Pym. For Bellbrook, they would go 1-4 from three-point range. Fairland was just 2-7. Field goal range, Bellbrook was 3-10. Fairland was 2-10. And from the free throw line, it would be Bellbrook going 3-5, while Fairland was 0-2 from the charity stripe. Second quarter getting ready to get underway here, Bellbrook basketball. And this will be Bunsell. She'll have it in the front court. Walking across the timeline. Set the offense. There's a bounce pass that got knocked away. Turnover now on Bellbrook. And here comes Fairland quickly the other direction. Up with a layup on the right side was number 23. That's Kiana Miller with the bucket. Tied up 12-12. As Bellbrook has the basketball into the front court with it now down in the left corner. This will be Macy Westbeld. And she'll have her pocket picked underneath. That's Gobby with the steal. So Gobby will quickly get it up ahead. This is Stella Whitley has checked into the game now for Fairland. She'll skip pass across to Bailey Russell. She'll fire a three from the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sears. And Sears is going to be fouled. Sears has got a handful of rebounds down there, Bill, doing work on the boards.
Absolutely. You always need somebody to pull them. Pull down those rebounds.
And she's done a great job with that here this afternoon so far. Tied up 12-12, period number two just underway here of game five. It'll be Fairland basketball, or Bellbrook basketball, excuse me. That'll be Addison Cornell. She'll inbound it down the baseline.
They just ran three more girls, and it said they use all 12 girls.
They do go deep. And so for Bellbrook now, Ainsley Gregory on the floor now. She'll have the ball on the left wing. Bounce pass up high, it goes to Sears. Now skip pass on the right side. This is Bunzel. Now go to the left side. Fabric, she'll shoot a three from the left wing. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Russell. Russell quickly up ahead in the front court. Lolo Donahue with a wide open layup.
Dragons basket by number 22, Lolo Donahue.
So Donahue's basket's going to push a lead now, 14-12. Fairland back in the lead. They've got Bunzel tied up in the backcourt. She gets it out of there up ahead to Gregory. Now here comes Fabric on the left side. Cutting runner on the left side, no good. Bunsell get the offensive board. Her putback, no good. But she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
You know, when you run 12 girls in there like that, sometimes that doesn't show up to about the second part of the third quarter, you know. Yeah. Fourth quarter, that's where, you know, you wear teams down. So
yeah, it's that fatigue factor.
Yeah. We'll see if the green team can keep up.
So Libby Bunsold here back at the free throw line has got another one. The 5'9 sophomore, you said, Bill, averages 20 points a game. She's up to 11 already here in the first half.
We talked about that 10 points she had. She didn't score again until now. So,
well, they needed her 10 points as she was the only one that scored. She kept them in the ball game and has them back within one here. Missed that free throw. That rebound will come down to Godby. Godby in the backcourt. She'll get it up ahead to Stella Whitley. Whitley, front court on the left side. Dribbles with the left hand. Now kicks it up top with the basketball. Now it's Godby. Turnaround pass inside. It goes to Addison Cornell. There's a three from the left wing throwed up. Shot was no good. That putback offensive rebound by Godby. Putback was no good. And tried to get her a rebound again, and she stepped on the end line. So turnover on Fairland. That'll be their third of the game. So ball goes back over to Bellbrook. They trail one, 14-13. Macy Miller with the basketball, quickly up ahead to Libby Bunsold. Bunsold front court. She'll set the offense now top of the key. Farrelland in the man-to-man defense. Ainsley Gregory with the basketball now right side, Bunsold. Skip pass to the left wing is Miller. She'll go top of the key. Thought about the three, pulled it down, gives it to Sears. Now right side, Fabric pump fake. Got the defender off her feet, but nowhere to go, so she'll reset. Fabric with it on the right side, kicks it down to Bunsold in the corner. Step left, fire a three, got it.
You almost think she can score whenever she wants to.
Well, she's got 14 so far. It sure appears that way. She's got 14 of the 16, to be specific. And there's a turnover. Bunsell comes out of the pack with that, so Farrell in turnover number four. And this will be Emmy Sears. She throws it over on the right wing, Fabric. And she walked. Got caught in between a pass. Defender jumped into the passing lane, made her shuffle her feet.
As a spectator, I love to watch good players that can score well. You know, you're getting your money's worth when you watch this girl play, for sure.
No doubt. Zoe Howard checks in now for Bellbrook. Out will go Gregory. So for Farrelland, this will be Godby. Tried to get the pass inside, taken away. Bunzel now has it for Bellbrook. Bunzel will work it across the timeline. Under 5 minutes to go here, first half. Bellbrook with a two-point lead, 16-14. This one's been close. Fabric on the left wing. Works against the defense. Now down the corner, Zoe Howard. Up top to Sears. Sears swings it to the right side. This is Macy Miller. Now Bunsell down on the right corner. She'll go baseline, cut off, though. Back to Sears on the right wing. She'll fire a three and drain it. Good patience shown right there by Bellbrook, Bill.
Perfect offense, absolutely.
So 19-14 lead off that made three. And this is Bailey Russell for Farrelland into the front court. She'll go baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds there by Sears. They're going to say that went off of Russell. Great play by Sears.
Yeah, that was lucky.
It really was. I mean, no fault of Russell's there. She had her back turned. That ball was kind of hit into her when she was standing out of bounds.
Didn't see that very often.
Nope. So turnover on Farrelland, number five. And here comes Bunsell the other way for Bellbrook, and there's a travel. They gave it right back.
What a pass, though.
Bill, it's apparent both these teams like to get out and run the floor when the opportunity presents itself. Transition basketball, they love it. And there they threw it out of bounds, right over the guys in the front row.
Like we said, this is totally different than the last game.
Yeah.
The teams ran the shot clock down every possession, got down to, you know, 10, 9, 8. These guys, it's up.
Shot clock's not been an issue here so far. We even had to talk about it. Bunsell with the basketball, picks up her dribble on the right side. Now to Sears, left wing Fabric. Fabric into the line, lane, shot off the glass and in. Nice drive. Lauren Fabric with her first two, lead now 21-14 for Bellbrook. And Farrelland's going to turn it over in the backcourt, turnover number six. There's some of that fatigue maybe starting to kick in already, Bill.
Timeout
on the floor. We're going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back after this on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
3:46 to go here in the first half of basketball in game number five of the Classic in the Country. Troy Fritz and Bill Pym along here for the broadcast as Bellbrook's opened up a 21-14 lead over Farrelland. Bill, talking about these teams, they like to get up and down the floor.
They sure do. It's one thing to get up and down the floor, but it's another thing to have girls can actually put the ball in the hole, and both teams have that.
Absolutely. Bellbrook with the basketball. This is Lauren Fabric with it now top of the key. You're going to find Bunsell cutting to the basket. Bounce pass inside. Her left-hand shot, no good. Rebound will come down to Addison Cornell for Farrelland. Front court with us, Talafari on the left side. And Bailey Russell down the left corner might have got away with a walk right there. Russell still has it on the left wing. Picked up her dribble, now gives it up to Cornell. Cornell dribbles hard on the right side, guarded over there by Fabric. They're going to get Fabric on the foul. You come down swinging over top like that, you're going to get that call every time, huh, Bill?
Yeah, that was a foul for sure.
Fouls on the Golden Eagles, number 12, Lauren Fabric.
So that's going to send number two, Addison Cornell, a 6-foot senior, to the free throw line. First shot up on the way, and no good. Cornell's got 2 points here on the afternoon. She'll have one more remaining. Two team fouls on Fairland. That's the second foul on Bellbrook's number 12, Lauren Fabric. Second free throw up on the way was good by Addison Cornell. She's got 3 points. Lead now 21-15, Bellbrook. Zoe Howard has it in the front court now for Bellbrook. This will be Bunsell down in the right corner. Sears, top of the key. Goes back right side, bounce pass to Bunsell. Skip pass left side. This will be Macy Miller on the left wing. Now she'll go baseline, cut off, throws it back up top. Bunsell high on the left. Now Sears high right, throw it down in the right corner. Howard dribbles top of the key, right wing, three-pointer, no good. Offensive board, Emmy Sears. Sears left wing, Bunsell, she'll fire a three, short off the front iron. Rebound comes down to Telefario. Up ahead quickly, Bailey Russell into the front court. She has it on the right wing, guarded by Sears. Into the paint, lost it, picked up her dribble. Telefario now takes off on the right side. Wunderhand layup up and in. Nice move. 5 points for her, cuts the lead 21-17. Bellbrook basketball, here comes Libby Bunsell. Bunsell across the timeline, thought about the 15-footer, pulled it down. Now this will be Fabric high on the left. Behind the back, dribbles. Now Howard. Bunsell, right wing. Sears cutting to the right side, just overthrew her hands. She tried to save it in bounds, turned over. And Fairland trying to get out in transition. They turn it right back over, so here comes Bellbrook. Fabric into the front court. Tried to find Sears on the baseline, threw it away. Turnover each way. That's Bellbrook's turnover. Their fifth.
I'll tell you, Fairland plays really good defense. Man-to-man, everybody matches up really well. There's just nothing easy there for them.
They defend the passing lanes extremely well, too. They're
really well coached.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely agree. Good observation. So Telefario with the basketball now for Fairland. Front court with, it's going to be taken away. Here comes Libby Bunsell. So for Fairland, that's turnover number 9. And this will be Macy Miller. Miller back to the basket, picks up her dribble. Now Lauren Fabric down in the left corner. She'll take off baseline left, was cut off. Now back up on the left wing with it. It's Macy Miller. Right side with the basketball. Zoe Howard, she backs down to the defender, tries to go to the hole, shot no good. And what we're going to say, she got her own rebound, but she did it right on the end line. So it'll be actually a rebound and a turnover. Give her an offensive rebound and a turnover. Bellbrook, 6 turnovers here in the afternoon. Fairland, 9. Fairland basketball here getting close to halftime. 1:20 to go until half. And there's a pass inside broken up. Good defense down there by Macy Westbeld. As it looked like Farrell had something open on the right block. Don't forget at halftime here, we'll hear from the winning coach on the way to the locker room. Cousy Borders will talk to them on the way in. And there's a whistle and a foul on the inbound as Farrell was trying to get that inside. Riley Russell got it, and she'll be fouled. Let's see who they give that to. Macy Westbeld. Her first, so team foul number 4 on Bellbrook. So be Fairland basketball. And the officials.
Guess this is a shot clock question here, I'm going to say. I think they reset the shot clock.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have, maybe?
Yep, I believe you're right on that.
Yep, been there, done that.
So this is what's interesting. I mean, it's a great place to introduce this here in an event like this. The officials get to practice a little bit with this, too. It's strange territory to them, too, Bill. Scorekeepers alike.
In college, you know, when you do that and reset and shouldn't have, usually you can tell what it was from the technology.
Yep.
So I don't know that they have that here. No one seems to know what it was.
Well, it's a trial run for here at Classic in the country, so.
Or you just leave it at 35.
We'll go status. Like we said, it's not been an issue for either one of these teams so far. I don't think they have the intention of taking the air out of the basketball, Bill.
No, for sure.
They want to put it in the hole as many times as they can. All right, here we go. Talafaria will inbound on the baseline. She'll give it to Lolo Donahue, and she lost it off her leg. Turnover, Farrellin, number 10.
You know, in college, your supervisor would say at halftime, there's three of you out there. How do none of you know what the shot clock was when it was reset? Sometimes you don't know.
A lot of things going on out there to look at, isn't there?
Absolutely.
So Fabric has it in the front court for Bellbrook. She missed her shot on the right, got her own offensive board and put back in. So fourth point now for Fabric. Lead back to 23-17, six-point lead for Bellbrook. Godby has it for Farrellin in the backcourt. She'll throw it up ahead down in the right corner. This is Bailey Russell. Skip it all the way across to Riley Russell. Now into the paint. Shot put up off the glass was no good by Godby. Loose in the floor. That's going to be picked up by Sears. Libby Bunsold will work the ball into the front court now for Bellbrook.
We just said last game, teams tend to wait too long before they get that last shot.
Absolutely.
Might want to think about going right now.
So West Bell with the basketball. She's going to find Bunsold down the baseline left. She'll put her shoulder down, go to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Russell. 10 seconds. Quickly into the front court for Russell. Line the lane, left-hand side. No good, but she's fouled. She just put her head down, went right to the hole, coast to coast, Bill.
Yeah, she puts these in. They're only down four.
So Bailey Russell, a 5'8" senior. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two here for Farrellin. As you said, trying to draw her team back within four. We got a ball game. So Russell at the free throw line. Eyes the first one. Got it. Nothing but net.
Nice form.
Yep. Bailey Russell up to 4 points on the afternoon, looking for number five.
Bailey Russell, one shot remaining.
Lots of arc on her shot. When you put lots of arc, you have more room for error.
Land soft.
Yep.
And that one there missed off the iron. Rebound comes down to Bunsold.
I jinxed her.
You did. Announcer's jinx. Shot off in the front court. Put up there by Lauren Fabric. A three-pointer. Does not count. Didn't go in. So that's going to bring an end to the first half. Your score 23-18.
The Farrellin Dragons.
As Bellbrook has the lead right here. As Bellbrook heads to the locker room. We'll get ready to send it down here to Coach Cousy as he's going to interview Coach Jason Tincher from Bellbrook right now. We'll send it down to Cousy. There we go. The mic's on.
Tincher, your team got down a little bit early in the game. Seems like once you got your feet settled in, and defensively, now you're up five here at half. You forced nine turnovers on Farrellin. What do you think of? How do you like the first half? What's your assessment of it?
You nailed it. We came out a little jittery, a little nervous for whatever. I don't know. It just seemed like they took it to us. We were a little passive, and then we were a little jittery. But proud of the girls. I mean, they're resilient, next play mentality. They didn't, panic or anything. Got to get used to their press, which was very effective early. Got them to come out of their press. And then we settled in. So I think we got good looks at the bucket and kind of limited their good looks at the bucket after we settled in, which I thought we rebounded well and got good looks.
Fantastic. Coach Tincher, good luck in the second half.
Hey, I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Coach Cousy. We'll take a break, come back with your first half numbers after this on WKLM.
Brr, it's so cold my grocery list froze. Then you better thaw it out at Rohde's IGA in Middlesbrough, where the January savings are on fire.
Grab 85% lean family pack ground beef for just $5.88 a pound. That's a meaty deal.
Plus, Gerber's boneless chicken tenders for $5.48 a pound.
Sizzled up with Smithfield bacon at $3.98. And don't forget shoulder roast, filet, or Smithfield pork tenderloin. Buy one, get one free.
Lunchables for $2.98. And Cantha Gold Cantaloupe, two for $6.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomerantz Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerantz brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerantz provider nearby. Visit PomerantzHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerantz Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
We're at halftime here in game number five, but it's Bellbrook that has a 23-18 lead over Fairland. Taking a look at your first half numbers and scoring leaders here from both sides. For Bellbrook in that first half, they would be paced by Libby Bunsell. She would have 14 points as she would score the first 10 points for her team in that first quarter. So she leads all scorers with 14 points on the afternoon. Lauren Fabric has 4 points, Zoe Howard with two, and Emmy Zears has a lone three-pointer to bring that scoring total of 23 for Bellbrook. On the other side for Fairland, they would be led so far by Isatella Fario. She's got 5 points on the afternoon. Then Tegan Leap has two, Addison Cornell with three, Bailey Russell with four, Lola Donahue has 2 points, and Kiana Millard has 2 points for that first half total of 18 for Fairland. So your first half score, 23-18 Bellbrook. Here with your first half team numbers, here's Bill Pym.
Bellbrook on three-pointers, 3 of 10 for 30% from the field. They were 5 of 17 for 29% overall, 8 of 27 for 30%. At the free throw line, they were 4 of 7 for 57%. Fairland, on the other hand, 2 of 9 for 22% from 3 from the field, 5 of 15, 33% overall from the field, 7 of 24 for 29%, 2 of 6 from the free throw line for 33%.
Bill, listen to them numbers. Neither one of these teams so far haven't showed great outside shooting prowess, but that's not their game. These teams like to run up and down the floor.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind a lot of these shots are contested.
Right.
You know, a lot of these are the defenders getting a tip of it, you know, a block or whatnot. There's really nothing easy that you see shooters taking.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing we look at, the classic in the country, we talk about these teams really don't know each other. They don't have a lot of preparation for each other. So, you know, more than offense, I think they really relied on come out and play great defense and then kind of work your way into a rhythm into a ball game
this.
Yeah,
you see girls getting a little bit tired out there. It's a big floor, and you're playing against really good competition. Like we said, when you're Bellbrook against Fairland, every time you throw the ball, it's contested. You know, that takes up a lot of energy that you're not used to exerting. You can see the Bellbrook team. That's why he substitutes so much. Yeah. Everything's hard. Even the other way, you know, when Fairland had the ball, Bellbrook contesting everything. It's not easy.
Well, and you mentioned Bellbrook's depth earlier in that game. You mentioned that in the first half. And, you know, I agree with your point. A team like that can run 12 players in and out of the ball game, that's going to take a toll on the opponent come the second half, late third, fourth quarter.
Sure. Keep in mind, you're probably not going to get asked to this classic unless you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they don't just ask anybody to play in this. And like I say, if I were a coach of a local team, I would come and sit here with my team, I think, all day. What are those teams doing that we're not doing? You know, why are those, you know, their skills are so much better? Why are the dribblers don't turn the ball over? Why are the shooters, why is the ball going in? What are they doing that we can do to get better?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two very good ball clubs down here. We got a good game here, 23-18, still anybody's ball game. But you talked about Bunsford averaging 20 points a game. What a good first half for her, for Bellbrook.
Yeah, she's good. She seemed to get a little bit tired there. I don't think they subbed for it very much, if at all.
You took the words out of my mouth. I don't think she came off the floor that first half, though.
And she looked like she was winded. Like I say, she's probably not used to this kind of defense in her face the entire game. And she's had a rest here of 10 minutes. We'll see how she comes out. Maybe she'll take off again.
Well, and keep in mind, Bill, she's a sophomore. That's not a senior out there. That's a sophomore just kind of shouldering the load. So that really speaks volumes about not only how she's playing now, but what kind of potential she holds.
Can you imagine her in 2 years?
Oh, my. Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure we'll see them back here in 2 years, the players like that. So, you know, that's what's really fun when you see some of these premier players and you get to see them as freshmen and sophomores in the Classic. You kind of know you're going to see them for two or three more years, and it's just really fun to watch their games develop and how much better they get.
Yeah, if you live in this area, even in Wayne County, and you're somewhere in the vicinity, you ought to come down and watch this. This is good basketball. It really is. I came through Berlin on their way here. I saw one of the teams shopping in, you know, in Berlin. They're probably not used to seeing these kind of stores.
No.
A buggy went by and that sort of thing. Get the signal down here.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, both teams get ready to come back onto the floor. We're going to send it down to Coach Cousy here for an interview here just shortly. We'll give you the signal here in just a minute. As we're trying to locate him down there right now. About 1:40 to go here until we get ready for the second half. And here we go right now. Coach Cousy's ready on the spot. We'll send it down to Cousy.
All right. Thank you very much, Troy. Here at halftime with Fairland coach John Buchanan. Coach Buchanan, very good first half overall. I mean, the pace was up and down a little bit. You know, you find yourself down five. What's your strategy here for the second half as far as the tempo and the pace defensively?
You know, we love it. We love the pace. We love where it's at. We just need to take care of the ball a little bit better. I think we had 13 first half turnovers. Obviously, that's a big part of what they do. We just got to do a better job of being confident with the ball when we get it, be in attack mode, and just take care of it a little better.
Yeah, fantastic. Coach Buchanan, good luck to you in the second half. Thank you.
All right, Coach Cousy, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have second half action next on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
And we are back here getting ready for the second half. Troy Fritz and Bill Finn were having a little fun here between the break. They kept telling me to turn Bill's mic up down there. They can't hear him, so I don't know. They maybe got to yell a little bit, Bill. I don't know. But you're maxed out now. They're going to hear you just fine.
Well, I tell you, it's an honor to be part of this. You guys are so professional. You're rattling off these names as the play's going. I'm like, you don't know these girls. You never had them. You know, you got Cousy, who's like a legend down there interviewing people. This is pretty good stuff, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cousy had the idea this year of doing the halftime interviews, and we love this. It's going over great. He's doing a great job.
It's awesome. You know, Claxton Communications, you can't say enough good things about them as well.
Love their partnership and what we do with them. So here we go. Fairland has the ball to start the second half, and right away they'll start with a turnover. That's going to be Bunsford.
Pretty sure wasn't that what that isn't what they drew up at halftime.
No. Sears will take a right wing three, shot no good, and there's Bunford going in for an offensive board. And what, it was knocked out of her hand but went off of her leg. Boy, Libby Bunford just continues to play hard. She's got a motor that doesn't quit, the 5'9 sophomore guard.
Did you say sophomore?
Sophomore. A few more years of her. Lord willing. Mm. So here we go, Fairland going left to right this second half. Bailey Russell's going to throw up a right wing three, shot no good. Bunford got the rebound. There's another one. Front court, Bunford, bounce pass right side. This is Emmy Sears, her shot up and in with the right hand.
Nice step through move.
So Sears up to five, leads seven now for Bellbrook. Fairland basketball front court with his Telefario. Throws it down in the right wing. Bailey Russell, right wing three. Shot no good, tipped around. She'll get her own offensive board. Throws it down into the right block, and this will be Leap. Leap lost it out of her hands and hits the floor. We got a scrum. Tied up, it'll go over to Bellbrook. Well, that'll actually be a turnover on Fairland. That's going to be their 12th of the contest. Just six turnovers for Bellbrook so far in this ballgame, so they've taken care of the basketball. 25-18. And this will be Libby Bunsell. She'll walk into the front court. Now left hand, top of the key. Steps back, now goes right side all the way to lane, up and in. That was a nice move. My goodness. Little hesitation dribble, Bill. That went right by everybody.
That was a halftime adjustment. You saw two ball picks there for her. You hadn't seen too many of those.
Good observation. There's Bailey Russell with a running one-hander on the right side. No good. A rebound came down to Howard. Now Bunceled front court. Tried to get it down to Fabric on the left block. Overthrew her. Turnover. Bunceled not happy with herself on that one. Well, you can just see she just gives it 110% when she's on the floor.
Riley Russell.
She doesn't have a half speed.
Yeah, when you have a team that plays defense like Fairland, you know, you got to pick. Off ball, ball picks, both. And you saw two ball picks for right there.
Yep. Riley Russell checks into the game for Fairland. Out goes Addison Cornell. And this will be Telefari into the front court with it. Bailey Russell down in the right corner. She'll fire a three and buried it. Nothing but net.
She missed the first two she took this half, and that one she, nothing but net.
Her second three of the game, so timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them back in 30 on WKLM.
Dinco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Dinco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Dinco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Here we go. Bellbrook with the basketball coming out of the timeout. As this will be Bunceled with it now into the front court. Now Westbelt on the left side. Bunceled top of the key with it. Foul line extended right. Dribbles against the defense by Telefario. Taken away inside by Bailey Russell. So turnover on Bellbrook number 7. Up ahead, here goes Addison Godby. Here all the way to the hole. Her shot no good. Tipped around. Lauren Fabric picks up the rebound eventually by Bellbrook. So Fabric will keep it across the timeline herself. Now Bunceled in the front court. High on the right. Dribbles top of the key. Now swings it on the left side of Westbeld. Here's Fabric, a left corner three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Russell. Quickly up ahead it'll go. And boy, Bailey Russell had a wide open layup, and out of nowhere come Addison Cornell. Excuse me. Macy Miller knocked that out of bounds. Well, Macy Miller come from nowhere. 5'7 freshman Macy Miller. Ball inbounded by Farrell and tipped away there by Bunce. Well, now loose in the floor. What do we have?
We're going to get a foul on Green.
Okay. Going after that loose ball. We had a collision.
Yeah.
They got Telefario. That's her first. And just the first foul of this quarter on Fairland. So ball goes back over to Bellbrook. They've got a 27-21 lead. And this will be Bunceled. Libby Bunceled walks it up against the defense. She'll get it now on the right side. Her shot on the right block, no good. Rebound come down to Addison Godby. Godby, she'll keep it into the front court herself. Top of the key, picks up her dribble, swings left side, Bailey Russell. Now Telefario back to Russell on the left side. Her shot up, no good. The rebound comes down to Westbelt. Westbelt gives it to Bunzel in the backcourt. Now here she goes front court. They've got numbers, 3-on-2. Fabric's going to take a three from the left side, but she shuffled her feet. What'd they get?
The offensive foul on 23 on the pick off the ball.
Ah, they're going to call that down in the paint.
Yep.
Well, good eyes, Bill. Spoken like an ex-official, huh? You didn't miss anything, did you?
I knew what that was right away.
That's Zoe Howard with the foul. That's her first personal on Bellbrook this quarter. So, Fairland basketball. This will be Telefario in the backcourt. Now Riley Russell. Back to Godby. Godby still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline on the left. Up ahead it'll go to Russell. Riley Russell baseline. Skips it across to Bailey Russell on the right. Bailey Russell up top. Addison Cornell. She'll take a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound again. Libby Bunceled. She's got a bunch of them. Quickly up ahead. Sears. Right side layup up and in. Transition basketball. Sears has 7 points. Lead 29-21. Then quickly the other direction. There goes Bailey Russell. She'll get the shot up and in. Braden buckets now, 29-23.
Bailey Russell's feeling it this third quarter, I can tell you. She's fired a bunch of them up. Two of them got in.
Yes, she has indeed. We have not talked about the shot clock in this game. We just have not had to. These teams very eager to get the ball up and going. So Bellbrook with the basketball now in the front court, and this will be Bunsell. Now on the right side will be Macy Westbeld. She'll get it down on the right block to Howard, and Howard had it knocked out of her hands. It'll stay right here.
They both called a foul. He had double whistle on that.
Ah. While we have you up here, Bill, you still got good eyes. You can't walk as fast as you used to, but you can still see good.
Trust me, you see a lot more up here than you can down there.
Well, you can indeed. Absolutely. We always talk about that on the air, but we probably do have a better seat than the officials a lot of time.
Although I didn't like either one of those whistles on that. I just let the ball go on a bounce and give it back to the team.
There's a pair of turnovers each way, so Libby Bunsell will come back the other direction with it now. And they'll get it down on the right block. That shot put up and in by Addison Cornell. And with that, we got a whistle and a stoppage as Talafario went down in the backcourt. And they're just going to quickly carry her off the floor. My goodness. Didn't even see what happened there. Next thing you know, they're bringing her off the floor and right straight to the bench. Well, that's a really short stoppage after the injury. Talafario goes to the bench. We'll keep an eye on that situation. It's a 5'10 senior guard for Fairland. So score 31-23 here, Fairland basketball. It'll be inbounded now in the backcourt with it. This will be Riley Russell. Russell up ahead to Lolo Donahue. Donahue throws it down the right corner. Bailey Russell, she'll take off into the paint with it with the left hand. Nowhere to go. She'll pull it back, reset the offense. She has it high on the left. Russell. This is Riley Russell with it now. Passes over to Bailey Russell. She's got it high on the left. Comes off the high screen. Double team. They chase her out the half court. She got rid of it, but not before a timeout. So Fairland's got a timeout. 3:09 to go in the third. It's 31-23 Bellbrook. Back after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for an in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Back out of the timeout, Bellbrook up 29-23. Fairland needed a timeout there, Bill.
Yeah, we talked earlier in the first half how when you rotate 12 girls in, that usually takes effect. But, you know, what we say, the second part of the third quarter, here we are with 3 minutes to go, and White is fresh and Green is really struggling offensively.
Yeah, good observation. You are spot on the money.
Yeah.
Well, there was a deep three throwed up. There was that shot clock whistle. They handled that correctly. So shot was no good on the left side. That rebound was pulled down again by Bunsell.
Yeah,
she'll come in the front court.
You just play through that.
So Bunsell now throws down the left corner up top. It'll go to Fabric. She's got it high on the left. Sears now on the left wins Macy Miller. Miller surveying the defense. Throws it inside. Nice pass inside. It'll go. Shot put up by Kiana Miller. No good.
Got to make that shot.
Yep, and a rebound comes down to Farrell, and now front court with the basketball. This is going to be Bailey Russell. Going to find a wide open Lola Donahue on the block. She puts it up and in. 4 points for Donahue, keeping Farrell right in it here. 31-25, just a 6-point game. Bunsell, top of the key. She'll give it to Sears. Sears now to Macy Miller. She'll fire a three, top of the key. No good, but offensive board for Fabric. Now Bunsell will have it out on the left wing. Drives to the foul line. Steps back. 18-footer shot. No good. Offensive board again. Comes down to Addison Cornell. She'll give it to Fabric. Her line shot in the lane. No good. There's a board pulled down eventually by Cornell for Fairland. Cornell has it in the front court. And she'll go left side all the way. The whole shot, no good. Lauren Fabric with the rebound. Fabric quickly up ahead. Zoe Howard. Front court. Hesitation dribble on the right side. Nowhere to go. She'll throw it back up top to Fabric. Now Bunsell. She'll take a three top of the key and drained it.
Of course she did.
She had her feet set and knocked it down. So we got a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break back after this on KLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
And back out of the timeout, Bellbrook up 34-25. Bill, you talk about the fatigue factor in a game like this. Not only the physicality, but what about the nerves of, you know, just playing on a bigger stage like this? What's that do to a student athlete?
Everything, and you're hitting the nail right on the head there. We talked in the first half how Green's defense was pushing White way back. It's just the opposite now.
Yeah. And they're on the inbound pass. Sears knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Fairland.
Everything Fairland's trying to do, it's not there, and they're just getting pushed out further and further. Now, the only bucket they had a little bit ago was someone missed their player and they had a layup, but, boy, everything's just tough. And White looks so much fresher.
Nothing coming easy for Fairland at all.
Nothing.
Not in this second half. And there they are in the full court pressure.
Yep.
Ball still in the backcourt by Farrell, and it's going to be taken away. Sears gets a steal. Now Fabric on the right side. Pull-up jumper from the right side. No good. Ball knocked around loose. Fabric will come out of there with the offensive board. Then she lost it. So turnover on Bellbrook, number nine.
You asked why Bellbrook called timeout. You saw right there they went to a different press.
Yep, absolutely. And this will be Russell. Going to get the shot off the right side.
Addison Cornell.
Addison Cornell gets the shot there, number two. So 5 points for her. 7-point game, 34-27 Bellbrook. Under a minute to go, coming up on 35 seconds. This will be Bunsell. She's got it on high in the left wing. Pass it down to Zoe Howard on the right block. Her shot, no good. Missed the bunny.
Great so, play.
Yeah, rebound comes down to Farrell and taken away by Fabric. Her turnaround jumper up and in. That's huge. Great play by Fabric to push a lead by nine. She got the steal and the bucket. And Fabric just comes up with another steal there. 10 seconds. She's in the front court. Bounce pass on the left side. And shot blocked out of bounds. Zoe Howard went up for the left-hand layup. And that was swatted away by Addison Cornell.
Check in for the Dragons, double zero.
Tajan Leap will jump back in along with Riley Russell for Fairland. Out will go Lolo Donahue and Kiana Miller. Bellbrook basketball, 8.2 seconds. Here's Fabric, foul line, jump shot, bank shot. Count it. Biggest lead of the game, now 11 for Bellbrook, and that's going to bring an end to the third quarter. So three quarters in the book. It's Bellbrook 38, Fairland 27. Back after this on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Getting ready for the start of the fourth quarter here. Bill Pym, Troy Fritz with you here this afternoon for this contest. A lot of good halftime and in-between quarter activity. They keep things fun here at the Classic. Bill, they're out there throwing candy at people right now. What kind of host is that?
I heard they milk cows here, too.
Oh, they do a lot of fun things here. You got to come back tomorrow and see what else goes on.
It's just so well run. Just, you know, I wanted a can of pop. Somebody's handing it from the cooler, and they're wiping it off with a towel. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they take care, good care of you up here at the Classic in the country. It's a great place to be.
Every detail.
Fairland basketball, we start the fourth quarter here. This will be Addison Godby out on the baseline. Her reverse layup shot, no good. Fabric got the rebound for Bellbrook. Quickly up ahead it'll go. Macy Miller has on the right block. Shot was blocked there by number 32, Bailey Russell. Good hustle play by Bailey. Come out of nowhere. That was a basically looked like a wide open layup.
Fairland's got to stay close here because Bellbrook's pushing, possibly running him out of the gym right here.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Macy Miller will inbounds baseline right side of the bat. It's going to be taken away by Fairland. There's a turnover by Bellbrook, their 10th. So Addison Cornell will bring it into the front court. Oh, and there was almost a steal by Fabric. About picked her pocket.
She did. It wasn't a steal. It wasn't a foul.
Lauren Fabric, the 5'10 junior. She's really athletic, Bill. She showed us a lot of stuff in the second half there.
So many of these girls just have such quick hands. Everything's hands, 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 moving.
That's impressive. That's why they're here at this event. You're not going to find any weak teams here at the Classic in the country. Bailey Russell has it now for Fairland on the right side. She'll go the whole hard to the right. She missed the shot, but the rebound come down to Tegan Leap. Her shot no good. Knocked around out of bounds. It went off a Leap. So it'll go back over to Bellbrook. You're right, Bellbrook with an 11-point lead here. A couple more buckets. They can put this out of reach.
It's almost like Bellbrook has like 10 people on defense because everybody's double-teamed. Yeah, don't they run out of players somewhere?
Well, it's some fresh legs. I mean, when you substitute that much late in the game, it still looks like you've got extra players out there.
Yeah, it does.
It's because they're still fresh and playing hard like they did the first quarter. This will be Bunzel with the basketball high on the right side. She'll swing it all the way over left. There's Macy Miller with a three from the left wing. No good, but there's Fabric with another offensive board. Now Bunzel to left corner. Sears with the high on the right. She'll put her head down, go to the bucket, and run it up and in. That was a nice drive. Sears quietly up to 9 points now in the afternoon. There's another steal by Bunzel. She'll go to the hole on the left side and be fouled. Boy, Fairland just getting a little frustrated out there. You see the hands on the hip. There's not a lot they can do.
Well, that's easy. We called that about 6 minutes ago, right? We saw the three-minute mark of the third quarter, and just it's not going to get better, I don't think.
Well, Bunzel at the free throw line. She just, oh, that was in and out. I was going to say she hit her season average. Not yet. She's stuck on 19. That one was halfway down. Spit it back out.
She won't miss this one. This one's going in.
You got it? This one's going in. All right.
It's going in.
I'm going to mark it down.
To tell them.
All right. I hope we don't have to get the white out. I'm
players as good as her
sheet.
Don't miss two free throws in a row. Of course, maybe I'm jinxing her.
Well, hey, she's a sophomore. Doesn't matter. She's
Doesn't
a good
matter.
One.
Yep.
She's not shown any nerves out there today at all. He was a guy, yeah, you got it. There's the announcer's jinx.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Rebound comes down to Addison Godby up in the front court now is Riley Russell with the basketball for Fairland. Addison Godby takes off to the hole. Her shot no good. We'll get a whistle and a foul. And let's see, they think they're going to get Sears.
That's called bailing the shooter out. That's a no-no in college. I think the coach from Bellbrook wasn't thrilled with that either.
Yeah, Zoe Howard going to get the whistle on that. Not sure what they saw.
You learn when the player's out of control and the ball has no chance of going in, you pass on the call. It's just something you learn.
Well, I wish you would have been an official in my coaching days, Bill, because I used to argue that quite a bit.
Yeah. Where'd you coach?
Well, you know what? Triway for a while when he was there teaching. We'll talk about that off the air a little bit later.
Okay.
We crossed paths many, many years ago. There's a free throw attempt up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fabric. This will be Bunzel. Boy, dribbles right through the pressure. Breaks
sure
the double
did.
Team going coast to coast. Now she'll hand the ball off. Top of the key with it. It's going to be Macy Miller. Bunzel will get it back on the right wing. Bounce pass on the right side to Westbeld. Westbeld up to Fabric. Fabric has it on the left wing. Behind her back, now going down to the left corner. Nobody there. She'll throw it back up top. Sears. Sears right side to Bunzel. Trying to go through the defense to the right side. Fights her way to the hole. Boy, showed great strength there. You know, did a really heads-up thing. She had the defender on her, close contact, but her feet weren't set. She just kept pushing her to the basket and drew the foul.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you she's not going to miss them both. telling you right now.
Two more free throw attempts for Bunsold. Bends the knees, fires that one. Boy, in and out. Boy, I tell you, pressure's on here for you and her, Bill. That one, the basket does not like her on this end. That one was halfway down, come right
it
back.
It was
out.
Halfway down in my defense.
In your defense, yeah. Bends the knees, fires
there
that one,
go.
And got it. There's her 20th point of the afternoon. Big game for her, 41-27 lead now for Bellbrook. Farrell in basketball, and this will be Godby. Double teamed at half court. She'll get it out of there to Riley Russell up ahead. Now taken away over there by Sears. Front court with the basketball all the way. The hole is going to be shot was put up by Macy Miller. Still loose on the floor. And it looks like Fabric's going to get the rebound. And then they'll tie her up on the jump. But it'll stay right here with Bellbrook.
Boy, does Bellbrook play hard.
They do. There just is no quit in their effort.
And there was a double team out there at midcourt. That's why they lost the ball. Like I said, I swear they have 8 or 9 girls on defense.
Well, they pressure you just buzzer to buzzer. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
Libby Bunsell has it now down in the left corner. She'll get out of there and bring it back up top and reset the offense. Coming up on 5 minutes to go here in game number 5 of the Classic in the Country. And ball knocked loose out of bounds. They'll say that went off of Fairland. Stay right here with Bellbrook. .5:11 to go here in the contest. Bellbrook basketball. They'll have a baseline out of bounds. There's Bunsell on the right block. Missed her shot. Got her own offensive rebound. Put it back up. Knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound come down to Fairland. And that was number 23 with the rebound, Kiana Miller. Fairland down the other end. Tried to get in the right corner. And we have a turnover or a timeout? What do we got here? We got a turnover. The ball goes back over to Bellbrook, and this will be Lauren Fabric. Fabric quickly into the front court. She'll have it on the right wing. Reverse dribble there. Tried to throw it up top. Turned over.
Look at that defense.
Yeah, even after the turnover, they're jumping right into a double team. That's good basketball awareness right there.
It's a double team.
There's a three-pointer on the right wing fired up by Bailey Russell. Shot no good. She got her own offensive rebound. Great hustle. Her shot put back no good, but there's another offensive board by Riley Russell put back up and in.
Number 4, Riley Russell.
Riley Russell gets her first 2 of the afternoon. Lead now 41-29. Fairland hanging around. And there is going to be a stoppage right there, a timeout on the floor, so we'll take it with them. Back after this on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRV Siding.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
And back here at the Classic in the Country, fourth quarter action of Bellbrook and Fairland. Bellbrook has a 41-29 lead. Lots of action going on here today all around the gym, not just the basketball. Lots of fun festivities going on. Lots of good food out here. Bill, you said it earlier. If you've never been to the Classic in the Country, jump in the car and come see us. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And a lot of these girls are seeing things they've never seen before.
Getting a great experience, you know, around the world of basketball, but it's not all just about basketball. Bellbrook has the basketball. Speaking of that, there's going to be a turnover at half court taken away by Fairland as that was stolen by Addison Cornell. She'll have it going all the way to the hole, and she's going to get fouled. So good, strong move there by Cornell coming out of the timeout. Maybe Fairland coming out a little bit revitalized.
Brian Kuiper is a good friend of mine. He was the coach in South Carolina. They were state champions. He brought his team to the Classic in the country, and the team went and ate at his parents' house, and they went sled riding. These girls had never seen snow before, obviously never gone sled riding. What a thrill, you know.
Well, lucky for them that they've never seen snow.
doesn't snow too much in Myrtle Beach. That's where they were
no,
from.
No, it doesn't.
So.
No, that's good stuff. Both free throws made there by Addison Cornell. She's up 2, 6 points on the afternoon. Lead now 41-31 for Bellbrook. And they'll have the basketball. This will be Macy Miller. She'll have it on the baseline, throws it back up top. Macy Westbelt. She'll take off on the right side. Shot no good. There's an offensive board by Macy Miller. She'll give it back to Westbelt out on the right wing. This will be Libby Bunsell. They're going to take a little time off the clock as much as they can with this shot clock here. Slowing it down a little bit. Macy Miller, top of the key, goes right side. Now Emmy Sears. Sears back over to Westbelt. Inside to Bunsell. Now 14 seconds on the shot clock. Bunsell takes off on the left side. Left-hand layup. Shot was partially blocked. Rebound come down to number 23, Zoe Howard. Threw it quickly up ahead into the front court. There was Emily Sears coming down there and knock it out of bounds. Great hustle play.
Substitution for the Dragons, number 4, Riley Russell.
So for Fairland, Riley Russell checks in. Out went Kiana Miller, or excuse me, number 23, Zoe Howard. Riley Russell inbound now for Fairland. She'll have it in the right corner. She'll get it back and fire the three. Shot no good. That went off several players out of bounds. We'll say it went off of Fairland. Back over to Bellbrook. Well, that'll be a team rebound there to Bellbrook.
As much as we've been talking about Bellbrook, they're really only up 10. This game's still, you know, still
well, that's
in the
it. Fairland hanging around here. They just refuse to go away. So you love their effort here this afternoon. There's Bunsell going hard to the hole. Missed her shot. Got her on offensive rebound. Throws it back up top, and there's a three drained up there by Macy Miller.
That's a big shot.
And got her name in the scoring column for the first time with that three. Pushed the lead back to 13, 44-31. Under 3 minutes to go now in the contest. Game number 5 here. Game 6 coming your way next is we're going to have the Springboro Panthers coming out of Division 1 take on the Archbishop Hobans. The Knights coming out of Division 2. That'll be a good one. That'll come up right on the heels of game number 5. Don't go anywhere. As we have a total of 8 games on tap here for game 1. Nightcap will be the Highland Hawks will take on the Lady Reds from Bellevue. That'll be a good one. Be sure to stick around for that one here later tonight. We wrap it up here at Classic in the Country on day 1. Fairland basketball. Addison Cornell now has it in the paint. She'll throw it down the left block to Riley Russell. Now this will be Bailey Russell. She'll work to the left side. She'll have it out beyond the arc. 18 seconds on the shot clock. That'll go down inside. Shot by Godby. Now no good. Rebound knocked around, loose on the floor. They're going to say that it went off of Bellbrook's. It'll be Fairland basketball.
For the Golden Eagles, number 23, Zoe Howard.
Oh, Bailey Russell inbound for Barrel on the baseline. This will be Godby with it, top of the key. She'll work left side all the way the hole. Underhand layup bounced around, no good. Rebound comes down to Fabric. Wasting no time, front court Fabric, right side layup up and in, coast to coast.
Basketball, Golden Eagles number 12, Lauren Fabric.
10 points for Fabric, actually 12.